WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something that can feel like a monumental task, cultivating forgiveness and letting go. Now, before you hit that skip button thinking, ugh, not another self-help episode, hear me out. We've all been there, right? Stuck in that loop of anger, resentment, or hurt. It feels heavy, doesn't it? Like a backpack full of rocks dragging you down. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to finally release those emotions and move forward with more peace and freedom? That's what we're exploring today. Because let's be real, holding onto grudges isn't doing us any favors. It keeps us tethered to the past, stealing our joy in the present moment. We become prisoners of our own anger, fear, or hurt, even if those things happened years ago. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing to let go of the pain it caused so we can truly heal and move on. Think about it like this. When you hold onto resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. No, it's you who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't for them. It's a gift you give yourself. It's the key to unlocking a lighter, happier, more fulfilling life. So how do we actually do this? It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to guide you on your journey. 1. Understand that forgiveness is a process, not a single event. It takes time to heal and let go of deep-seated emotions. Be patient with yourself, there will be ups and downs. Some days will be easier than others. Just keep showing up for yourself, day by day. It's like training a muscle, the more you practice, the stronger it becomes. 2. Shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on what was done to you, try to see things from the other person's point of view. Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you cultivate empathy and compassion. 3. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your energy from negativity to positivity. Make a list every day of things big and small that you appreciate: a sunny morning, a good cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments of joy add up over time. 4. Let go of the need for revenge. Revenge might feel satisfying in a moment, but it ultimately keeps you trapped in the cycle of pain. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about releasing the desire to seek retribution. It frees you from the weight of anger and resentment, allowing you to move forward with peace. 5. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and move on. Holding on to self-blame keeps you stuck in a loop of guilt and shame. Forgiveness is about releasing that burden and embracing self-compassion. Ever felt like you were drowning in anger or resentment? You know that feeling when something hurtful happened, and it just keeps replaying over and over in your head. I've been there, trust me. In fact, I remember a time when I was working on this project with someone, a real dream collaboration. But things went south fast. We clashed creatively, personalities rubbed each other the wrong way, and before we knew it, the whole thing turned into a battlefield of passive-aggressive emails and tense meetings. I was fuming. I wanted to lash out to make them understand how much their actions hurt me. But then something clicked. I realized that holding on to this anger wasn't helping anyone, least of all myself. It was poisoning my creativity, ruining my mood, and making everything around me feel heavy. So I took a deep breath, decided to step back and focus on forgiveness. I didn't condone their behavior, but I chose to release the bitterness and pain it caused. It wasn't easy, it took time, reflection, and some serious self-compassion. But eventually, I felt the sense of lightness I hadn't experienced in months. The project may not have gone as planned, but I learned a valuable lesson. Forgiveness is a superpower. It allows us to break free from the chains of negativity and move forward with clarity and grace. So, what are you going to do today? Choose to forgive someone who has wronged you, even if it's yourself. Let go of the anger, resentment, and pain that's holding you back. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about releasing the power those past experiences have over your present moment. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Let's spread the Stoic love and help each other create more peace and joy in our lives. Until next time, keep striving for balance, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.